Blog Talk Radio.
This is an unlawful gathering. The truth is out there.
This is the underground. This is New Media.
Ranger fans, report to the critical thinking hangar.
And now here is the starting lineup for the New York Rangers.
This is New York Rangers hockey.
Good evening and welcome to the first ever second round edition of Blue Shirt Underground Radio. Jim and Eddie with you. Eddie, good evening. Welcome to the second round, my friend. You and I have never been here together before.
Together forever. Along with these crazy people we call the Blue Shirt Underground Radio Contingent. Yes, victory! Sergeant Blue Shirt Braggart is very happy. I got to talk to the sergeant before he jazzed, he's jumping. And I'm so excited that that first round is behind us. It wasn't easy, but we got the job done, and I'm happy, and you're happy, and we're all happy for now until tomorrow, when hopefully we'll be happier, but once again, the nerves will be tested.
No rest for the weary fans.
Doing good. I am doing friggin' good.
There's no rest for the weary fans, right? We get right back at it tomorrow.
Well, this is what it's all about. It's the grind. This is what we waited the whole season for. It was a test drive, and now we get to see the team. You know, the team against the competition, which, let's face it, is a little bit not as stiff as we thought it would be. But we're glad to be here, as they say. Whatever situation they put us in, we will. We'll be equal to the task.
Warming to the task, as Doc Emmerich would say?
Well, we had a little pre-debate on air, a pre-air debate about Emmerich, but we won't talk about that because everybody like Emmerich sucks and you'll win. So,
well, you know, you don't seem to have as big a problem with him as I do, but you know why? I think I just realized why that is. Because most times that I have to listen to him, you don't.
Yeah, maybe the overexposure to him has destroyed your tolerance for him.
Like, I'm going to ask you at the end of this series, after the Rangers win it in six, and you've had to listen to him probably every night of the series, I'm going to ask you how you feel about him then.
Well,
like, could you explain to me what a delicious rebound is? Because he used that term last night.
My thing with Emmerich is, I said this before the show, and the reason we brought it up was because Sam and Joe were kind of saying their final goodbyes last night, and I was like, don't let the door hit you where the good Lord splits you. Because frankly, Sam is driving me nuts. I mean, they built up Eric Carlson to be the next Paul Coffey, and he wound up only getting a goal, one that went off Delzato's skate. So I don't want to have to hear about how the Capitals have this, you know, Jade Beagle is, Gary Unger or Doug Jarvis on faceoffs. So anywho, so I was saying I like Emmerich because at least I know players' names and he's following the play. He's not talking about, the Giants draft. Not that I don't want to talk about the Giants draft. I heard both teams have done well in the draft. But anyway, it was a joyous occasion, and there's a lot of afternoon games coming up, I noticed. There's quite a few, and I will announce on this show that I will be going to Game 5 at Madison Square Garden.
Wow, very nice.
Yes, I will be there in the building. If there is a Game 5, we might sweep.
That's right.
Who knows?
Now, back-to-back Game 5s, you're not concerned about that?
I'm just not going to wear my jersey this time. The jersey's a jinx.
That's it. For sale, one Ryan McDougal jersey.
No, I'll wear it next year.
Oh, okay.
But it's 0-6 since I've worn it this year. I am not wearing it anymore. 0-6, that's not even like an omen or bad luck. That's just voodoo is like happening. Somebody put voodoo on that. So we'll wait till 2012-2013 season. Now, let's get down to business. Let's get down to beeswax. Jim Schmiedeberg, the underground radio people of the world. How do we feel about burning that 1 year of the entry-level contract of Chris Kreider now? How do we feel, folks? I mean, this kid has been phantasmominal. I'm making up new words. He's fantastic and he's phenomenal. He's phantasmominal. Really was impressed last night with the extensive minutes that he played. That's another thing, Sam and Joe, and I'm praising him now, but Sam and Joe were making him the whole story. I was like, listen, it's a Game 7. Can we stop with the Kreider splooging? You know, I understand he's playing well, but that whole line played well. The captain, again, I've said it before, this is what a captain is supposed to do, is lead by example. He certainly did that on what people are dubbing Team USA line. I mean, I think every Ranger fan was extremely happy with Chris Kreider. Now the question is, can he keep it up, or was that just a short burst of Kreider? Do you think we'll see, what do you think of his play, and what do you think the future holds for Mr. Kreider?
Well, I mean, he blocked a key shot, went down to slid to the ice to block a shot, took the puck away. Callahan got the puck, got it to Stepan, who hit Stahl for the first goal of the game. So we can all stop worrying about whether the great Chris Kreider can figure out how to go down to the ice and block a shot. I think he figured it out. I know it was tough. I guess he went to see Mr. Whoopi. They broke out the chalkboard. Okay, here's what you do. You fall down in front of the puck. He figured it out. Okay, he went to Boston College, so he's obviously not too dumb. He figured it out. So he learned Russian. So we can all stop worrying about whether he knows how to play the Tortorella style, whether he'll block a shot. Problem solved. He'll be just fine.
Yes.
Now, did you know the Rangers did something last night that had not been done in 62 years?
They were unable to clear the zone for 7 minutes in the third period?
No, they hadn't done that since Game 5.
I want to talk about that, but you go ahead. Well, now, what did they do, my friend?
It was the first time since 1950 that a team won a Game 7 without a goal from a forward.
Wow.
How about that?
Put that in your pipe, Frankie, and smoke it as Mark Stahl got us on the board.
And you know, that's the other thing. You know, we're not exactly talking about Brian Leetch and Sergei Zubov here. We're talking about Dan Girardi, who we were on for the first six games of this series about how piss poor he is offensively. And Mark Stahl,
well, he's on the power play.
Mark Stahl's, you know, he'll get you a couple of goals here and there, but you know, nothing. He's never going to make us forget Leach either. And then the two of them get the two goals that lead the Rangers to victory. That's what's great about this team. Every night it's somebody else.
Yep, it's got to come from unexpected places sometimes, and it certainly did last night. I thought Girardi had a solid game defensively and offensively. But you notice he was kind of a low-key goal celebration when he scored. He just kind of scored. It was so quick, I was almost like, did he score?
Kind of pumped his elbow, right?
Yeah, it was very low-key.
Lifted a leg, pumped an elbow, go back to work. He's a lunch pail guy.
Yeah, fantastic, I got to tell you.
30 block shots in the series, by the way, for Dan Girardi.
Exactly. Yes. He had a tremendous series. Still on the power play. We'll still have to work on that. But listen, it is kind of broke, so I guess we got to kind of fix it. I was going to say, we won seven games. That was terrific. I thought the Rangers... until the third period, around the 7 minute, 6.5 minute mark, there was from the 6.5 minute mark to like the 2.5 minute mark, it was battle down the hatches. It was holy moly, the Rangers cannot clear the zone. The Rangers must have tried to go up the boards 39 times in that. Nobody could get it out, couldn't get it out. And there was one play specifically when Artem had a good chance to get it out, and the guy batted it down. I swear to God, I was going to strangle Artie. I was like, Artie, I can't believe it. And Lundqvist came up with some superb saves. I think the last one he made, well, I think he stopped McCulloch, or Mikuluk, depending on where you're from. And then he stopped Kuba, which was a really, really tough shot. In that flurry, and oh my God, I'm sure that everybody's, you know, hearts were up in their throats at that point, because I was just, I don't know, I was beside myself.
My good friend Chuck out here, he sends me a text when the game is over, and for some reason asks me, did you watch the Ranger game? This man knows me 15 years. But I said, yeah, of course I watched the game. He says, where are you now? And I said, I'm in an ambulance on my way to the hospital. I said, the fifth stroke hit me in. Like AK said, I was clinically dead for 5 minutes.
I was watching the game with Vinny Vasilino. And at one point in the second period to me, he goes, I can't breathe. I'm like, dude, what a guy could you? I mean, you're in shape here. I mean, you're my muscle. You better be in good shape. This is the first round.
Right.
So I think everybody was so nervous. And I just kept thinking about 94 and how much more nervous I was. And I couldn't.
Right.
You know, this meant a lot to me. Go ahead.
Just like the teams have to up their level every series, so do we.
Yeah.
You know, they're
lay
not
off
the only
caffeine,
one.
Try to lay off the caffeine before the game. Try to limit your salt intake. I know that I'm somewhat of an eater. I'm more of a nervous eater. So when the other team scores a goal, I'm going right for the Pop'ems or the Dunkin' Munchkins. Bam, they're in my mouth. That's how but you try to keep it in perspective. And it even means a lot more just knowing so many more people now, like in the chat room or people on Facebook and the people we've met, that we met so many other Ranger fans. I'm rooting with them and rooting for them too. I want them to be happy as well. It's not just myself and my, you know, the people I hang with. I know you're going to be, you're going to be down. Everybody's going to be pissed off. Everybody's going to start blaming everybody. It's going to be all negative. So I just wanted to be, you know, I just wanted to be a really good time, and the Rangers have made progress, I feel, for the first time in a long time with their franchise. We knew we were preaching the young kids and the youth and this and that, but they've actually accomplished something with that youth. Although it's not said and done yet this season, I feel like there's been some progress made, and we can point our finger to something positive. I mean, we won a Game 7 at the Garden against a team that apparently Don Cherry thinks that is superior to us. Now, I do like Don Cherry, but I think he's just talking this just to start controversy for controversy's sake. Because I can't, although they did dominate in that third period, they certainly didn't come out like a team that wanted to win, as far as I was concerned.
We kept saying all season is the Rangers were, you know, moving into first place, and everybody's talking about the cup. And you, what did you and I keep saying? Win a round first.
Right.
You know, win one round, and then we'll talk about what comes next. And I said this to you, you know, I said this to you earlier, and I said it in the Facebook group, and, you know, in sports, you never know how many chances you're going to get. And sometimes, you know, when the planets are lining up for you, you got to grab them. And things are starting to line up for the Rangers, because all those other teams that people were talking about 2 months ago, or at least some of them, are gone. Pittsburgh's gone. Disposed of. Thank you, Flyers. Vancouver's gone. You know, Boston's gone, and their tremendous goal differential. So, you know, I mean, look what's left in the playoffs in the Eastern Conference. You've got Washington, the Flyers, the Devils. Come on.
Well, this is what I was going to say. You know, like I was thinking at this point today, you know, quote unquote, all the powerhouses are out. Supposed the powerhouses. There's only one team that did well in the regular season, very well, left in the playoffs, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, Nashville was good. Well, let's just talk about the Eastern Conference, and that's the Rangers.
Right. We're the powerhouse now.
We're the powerhouse. So all these people, I mean, listen, I love some of these people that, you know, we've had on the show. And you know, we got one crazy guy. I mean, I'm not even talking about Frankie crazy. I'm talking, you know, he's a quote-unquote expert saying the Rangers are going to lose this series because Jay Beagle is the greatest face-off man, and I should worry about Braden Holtby. Listen, first of all, the Rangers got dominated like crazy in face-offs anyway in the last series, and they managed to win. Secondly, Braden Holtby, Henrik Lundqvist, and let's congratulate Henrik Lundqvist for being nominated for the Hart Trophy, along with Steven Stamkos and Malkin. I don't congratulate those two, but I congratulate Henrik Lundqvist. You're going to tell me I got the Hart and Vezina nominee against Braden Holtby. That's not a major advantage. I mean, come on. Now, I know in the past we made Washington rookie goaltenders look like, you know, Patrick Waugh, but I'll take that matchup any day. I'll take the Rangers' defense against anybody's defense. I will even say the Rangers, unlike other years, and I think one of the Capitals addressed this, said the Rangers have more punch than they've had in previous years, and they play a tight game. And we knew the games were tighter against them previously. The Rangers just couldn't score, and they are struggling to score now a little bit, but this is playoff hockey, and I still think the Rangers game is picking up. It's starting to get where it was around the All-Star break. It's starting to come into play. So what I said to this guy was basically the Rangers win. They win ugly. That's the way they – that's all they do is win. I don't care about match. I don't care about faceoffs. Look at Florida. I think Florida dominated faceoffs against the Devils. They lost. They're out. So, you know, what am I looking for these the minutia? When it's right in front of your face, the New York Rangers are the better team. They're better than the Capitals. With Henrik Lundqvist, and they don't give up many shots, the Rangers. They keep the Caps to 25 to 30 shots. Caps are not winning. The Caps are not winning. If they keep him in that range and Lundqvist plays his game and plays the way he's playing, they're not going to win. That's the way it is. This Ottawa series was really freaky. Rangers had trouble scoring. There were a lot of goals that were just kind of crappy goals. Like I said, Erik Karlsson, who was supposed to be Bobby Orr Jr., he turned to be Colton Orr Jr. This is gold-wise. I mean, that's talent. There's no doubt about it. Spezza was a non-factor. Alfredson was a non-factor.
Five, four, three, two, one. Eliminated. Sorry, I just wanted to do that.
You know. And, you know, AK said it's, you know, it's more problems than faceless, but they went to seven games with him. You know, they hung around. I just say that, you know, I'm not looking at the draws and everything. I'm looking at the complete picture. And I think the Rangers got a lot. They've got some bitterness towards Washington because they have lost to him in the past. There's a few players on that team who have lost to him. They got a little bit more to play for. I also, if I was handicapping this thing, Jim, I'd say, you know, Washington beats Boston. Maybe they get a little complacent. They beat the Stanley Cup, defending Stanley Cup champions. They have a history of getting knocked out in the second round, usually after playing us, but still, you know, this Capitals team doesn't know how to win. And that's the way I look at it. So I'm already talking about tomorrow's game, but it's right on us now. It's like, it's, you know, we'll wake up and there'll be a game.
Now we'll already have one game in the books.
Yeah.
So
how great was Henrik Lundqvist last night?
How great is he most nights?
But, you know, for those people that say he's not clutch, we've heard all these little detractors, these guys who like to prod and poke you when he doesn't play well. It was a game seven, must-win situation. He showed no. He didn't waver one bit.
Nope.
So I don't want to hear it anymore.
I heard something about Dubinsky being hurt today. Did you hear about that?
Well, is Bella here? Yes, she is. All right, Bella, you can mute this portion. You should mute this portion of the show. I could care less. This guy screwed up more opportunities in that game last night. That shot he put right into the guy's breadbasket. It couldn't have been giving away the puck. Oh, he's awful. Awful. Just sing that Road to Nowhere song when he gets the puck. Another thing I want to go off besides Brandon is these goddamn linesmen. How many times did they throw a Ranger or a Senator out of the faceoff last night?
Oh, yeah.
Why do they have to make themselves a part of the game? They're part of the story. This is a joke. This gets worse and worse each game. Now, they put the whistle away. Go ahead, Jim.
I just want to say, I said it the other night on the show when we were talking, the night you were out, get out of the way. How many times were the Rangers trying to play the puck along the boards and one of them couldn't get out of the way? Get out of the fucking way.
Somebody.
Huh?
Kreider ran into a ref linesman, too.
Yeah.
Put them up on those chairs like tennis refs. That's where they belong. You're in the way. You can't see a thing. Get up there. Get up there on your, what do they call them? Lifeguard chairs. Umpire chairs. One of yous.
40 love.
40 love.
Advantage Agassi.
2-0 without Brian Boyle, I'm just saying. Amy isn't going to like that one. All those girls are going to be mad at me after the show.
Oh, wait. Because we miss Brian. Hold on. There it is.
If you're blue and you don't know where to go to, why don't you go where fashion sits?
Doing it with a Brian Boyle. I love it. Boyle skated today, by the way.
I'll put on, like everybody say in the chat room, which is exactly correct. Sit John Mitchell. What? And it's not that I think that Boyle is a detriment when he's on the ice, but the whole philosophy of the team changes, I think. That second line becomes, I don't know, the third line seems to get played a lot more in every situation because they do play so well defensively. I just want to see this Stepan line stay intact. They've certainly responded to the extra ice time. Listen, I like Brian Boyle. I think he's a hell of a defensive center. And he did have 3 goals in the Ottawa series, but I think that cow's gone dry. I mean, I can't say it's gone dry. Who knows what's going to happen in the second round, but I'm not counting on him anymore. So I need some other guys to pick it up. But I'm not bashing on Brian. I just thought it was interesting to point out. And Rangers have survived adversity. They survived the Boyle, a key component, and what's turning out to be Carl Hagelin was a real key component in those 3 games that he missed. Because he looks super. He has looked super in these games. Draws the penalty at the end of the game. I'm surprised. There was an empty net goal at stake, so that, I guess it wasn't much of a surprise.
I guess with about 8 minutes to go, there was some, I think the Rangers were in Ottawa's zone. Might have been the last time. About 8 minutes to go, but anyway. And I forget, somebody got knocked down, somebody got boarded, something like that. And my wife said to me, how come they're not calling a penalty? And I said, well, it's game 7. We're heading down the wire. The game's close. I said, somebody's basically going to have to stick a shiv in somebody at this point to get called for a penalty. But I thought, Hagelin would have had an empty net goal there more than likely. So I thought that was the right call on the Roman Senator there. Strom Thurmond.
So, yeah, it's all good in our neighborhood now. I mean, now it's we've got to figure out who to hate. Well, we know Jason Chimera is already public enemy number one with me and Chandler. But we'll see who else is going to emerge as a villain.
I hate that whole team. I hate their fans. Oh, no problem. No problem. No problem.
Christopher Calder just came up with a good one. John Mitchell makes me miss Phil Bork. Phil Bork actually was a swingman. He could play both defense and forward. No relation. We always got the bad brother, even if he wasn't a relation. They had Brett Hull. We had Jody Hull. They weren't any relation, but we always got them. Anyway, where am I? Okay. So I also was talking to Jim before the game, before the show, that some Ranger fans can't let it go. And we've talked about can't let it go, for carrying torches for guys that are dearly departed from this organization. I've let go of my Evgeny Grachev. I don't talk about him anymore.
Nobody does.
Well, the Rangers shouldn't have given up on him.
Take him to the cooler.
Take him to the cooler. But where I was going with this is that the Gaborik critics have arose now, or arisen. I saw on the HF board somebody started a thread that was entitled "Gabby as soft as Charmin," and I immediately wanted to reach through the screen and choke the person that was started that thread. Where do you think people get the psychosis from? And is it valid? I know it's not valid. I can't see you agreeing with me here. Maybe some chatters will. Chatters. I've never called them chatters. But it's one series. Put it back in your pants, Charlie. You weren't saying that in game one when he made that fantastic move and scored. So what do you think about this criticism? And why do you think people just won't let it go? It stems from last year when he didn't have a good season. Well, last year, 2 years ago. And this previous season, he had a great season. So they had nothing to say the whole year. So they waited. They waited, Jim, till the playoffs came around to say something.
And they're wrong. They're just letting the stats tell the story. He didn't score. He scored one goal, so obviously he had a lousy series. Were they actually watching him when he was on the ice? Ottawa covered him like a cheap suit. They keyed on him the entire series. We said after game two, and I believe again after game three, that maybe it would be best to break that line or Richards and Gavrik up because they were playing. Ottawa was keying on them so well. Go back. I mean, anybody with half a brain, you go back and watch that tape, see how many times Gavrik had two guys on him. The minute Gavrik got the puck, he had no place to go. I said it the other night. He was skating in a phone booth for the whole series. So, yeah, he had one goal. But you know what? They won the series. If he only scored, you know what? If they win the fucking cup, I don't care if that's the only goal he scores. All I want to see the Rangers do is win. I don't care how. I don't care when.
Exactly.
I want to see them win. If Hank gives up six goals in one game and they win 7-6, I don't care. I just want to win. Who cares? I don't care how you slaughtered a cow. Give me a fucking burger.
Yeah, well, I like mine, milk fed. I get slaughtered cow and milk. Give me cow milk. Let's not talk about this because this is.
I don't know. I have no idea where you're going. I can't
imagine. Milk-fed veal or something like that.
I don't know.
Yeah, milk-fed veal. What do we know about vegan shit? All right, now, let me talk about what I'm... See,
now.
This thinking is also in the experts' mind. They can't figure out the New York Rangers. They know they have two guys who can score. They look at Brad Richards, the assist guy. They look at Gavrik, the goal scorer. That's how they break down the Rangers. There isn't no supplementary scoring on the Rangers. There's not any other 30-goal scorers on the team. They look at the goal. They got great goaltending. They got a defense really basically of no names. I mean, you know, Mark Stoll's kind of known, but, you know, Dan Girardi, I mean, he's just starting to get the credit. But league-wide, nobody knows who the hell he is. Brian McDonough, you might as well be talking about UB McDonough. He has more street cred. So they look at the Rangers and they just say, what do they do? They're not special in any way. But you know what? They win. That's all they do is win. I don't care how they do it. It's nerve-wracking for us fans. They don't win 5-0. They don't. The differential is, like I said, they don't win 5-0. They don't have five lines of guys who have 30 goal scorers. I mean, they just win. So I don't care, like you, how they win. I think each playoff series, each game, there's going to be a guy, like game seven where the defenseman showed up, and Mark Stahl or Dan Girardi may not get a goal the rest of the playoffs. But what they did in that game seven allowed them to move on to the next round. So I know you're paying a guy a lot of money like this with Gavrik, but I think it's twofold. I think he was on lockdown, and he wasn't miserable out there. I mean, the guy was certainly trying. He's out there, you know, throwing hits. He's getting abused early on in the series. I can't believe Chris Neal wasn't penalized for more than he was. Now, you know, last show I was saying, well, you know, we can't really cry about it, and we shouldn't, because we had Sean Avery, who was probably just as bad or worse. Let's face it, Sean Avery may be the worst of that kind, or best, depending if you're rooting for him. But the fact that Neil was allowed to get away with so much crap early on in that series set the tone for what he was doing later. But like you said, all I care is they win. I don't care if it's beautiful. I'm not slagging on your Giants because I think your Giants, football Giants last year, they have an offense. They have a really good offense. But in years past, they've won. They went ugly. But they won.
Yeah, go look at the entire tenure of Bill Parcells.
Yeah, I mean, you know, so
17,
that's all
13.
I care
about. That's how you do it.
It don't have to be sexy for me. I'll take the 2-1 squeakers, and we go on, and they go home anytime. And it was, you know, people are mentioning the Girardi goal, and what were the defensemen doing up into the play? Were they disobeying orders?
Yeah, kind of strange how they both wound. I mean, both of them. I mean, both those goals were scored in front of the net. You know, not places where you usually would find a Ranger defenseman, not named McDonough.
No. So, I certainly don't agree with that criticism. I think it's just somebody lying in wait, just, you know, for whatever their agenda they got, internet agenda, as they call it. All right. So I'm done with my my spiel.
All right. Oh boy. 646-478-4692, the number if you guys want to call in. Should we make our announcement?
Yeah, why not?
All right. Is everybody sitting down? I hope so. All right.
Get a drum roll. Can't you we got a drum roll?
You do the drum roll.
All right. Well,
I
did actually check the
okay.
Quarter.
Okay.
All
we'll
right. Here we go.
Just a few minutes. That was anticlimactic. Saturday, May 5th, Game 4. New York Rangers at the Verizon Center to take on the Washington Capitals. Blue Shirt Underground Radio, viewing party. Back to Slattery's we go. Slattery's Midtown Pub, 8 East 36th Street, New York, New York. A hell of a town. It's on 36th Street between Madison and 5th Avenue. We will have the upstairs room. Once again, like we did last time. And yes, I did say we will have the upstairs room.
Mm-hmm.
Because yours truly has booked his ticket, punched his ticket. I will be there live and in person. I am told we will also be joined by one Colin Cosell. Has promised to be there on Saturday. So, the game's at 12:30. The bar opens at 11. I'm going to post the link to the joint for those of you that couldn't make it last time. I'm going to post the link in the chat room so you guys can check it out. We had a great time. I spoke to John this afternoon. John Slattery, he's the owner. Whatever you want, Jim, I'll give you what. I can't do an Irish accent very well on demand, but we'll take good care of you. Unfortunately, our bartender, Michelle, from last time is no longer there. She's moved on to other things, but we'll be well taken care of. Oh, that was weird. Hold on a second. I linked the Slattery's website. I linked to it, and I had it pulled up, and they have music that plays on their website. That's the music started playing.
Dubinsky.
Are you? So, yes, we are all set for Game 4 a week from tomorrow, May 5th. Game's at 12:30. We'll be partying. We got all day. We'll have a good time. We got the upstairs room. We'll be well taken care of. Last time we got free shots for every Rangers goal, which unfortunately was only one. But I'm expecting better results this time. All right. Now, got a little something extra for you here tonight. Are you trying? Am I going on too long? Are you telling me to cut?
No. Go ahead. I'm excited. Being drunk in the afternoon with our fellow Ranger fans, go ahead with your announcement.
All right. Now we have a little bit more here, a little something extra.
Phil Bork will be there.
What's that?
Phil Bork will be signing pucks.
Yes, and Roman Neuter. you know, a couple weeks ago we talked about possibly if you guys wanted to help support the trip. A few of you made some donations. I returned those because I couldn't get there for round one. I couldn't work it out. However, here's what we're gonna do. If you guys want to help support this viewing party, we have put the PayPal donation button back on blueshirtunderground.com. Okay. If you want to contribute some funds towards the viewing party that we'll use there. Why are you playing Dixie? You're killing me. A few of you have offered Chris Smith. I promise we will get you your Blue Shirt Underground t-shirt sent out to the UK. Gary, if you're listening, Jeff, if you're listening over there in the UK, I now call them our Ranger Royal family. If you guys want shirts, let me know. We'll get them to you. I'm going to send them all to Chris Smith, and he will distribute them via Royal Mail, as he called it. So, you guys want to donate, the PayPal donate button is on blueshirtunderground.com, and here's what I'm going to do. Because I do appreciate your support, as does Eddie, and Eddie's done some things for the show, and we've done, and I've given away a Broadway hat. I have two things in my personal Ranger collection that I am going to part with to a lucky supporter of the show, as we'll call it. Next week at the viewing party, we'll let Eddie's wife, Chris, because she's the most honest person I know, pick a supporter at random, okay? And one of you, now these aren't great gifts, but they are from, again, they are from my personal collection, so they mean something to me, and I'm giving them to you. And if you have my video on, I'll show them to you. Okay, I see some of you do. You can click on my name, click the camera, and it'll show you. Okay? You can see me on video. I'm waving. Okay? One of the things I am going to give to a lucky supporter of Blue Shirt Underground Radio is my personal Brian Leach New York Rangers jersey. Okay? I've only worn this, and I have worn it. I've worn it about four times. It's a CCM. It's an old school jersey. As you can see, it's got the A on it.
Ooh.
Purchased at Jerry Cosby's.
Hubba, okay.
I don't wear it anymore, but I will share it with someone, okay? Because I do appreciate the support from you guys, as Eddie does as well. Now, I have one more thing I am going to part with. One other lucky supporter of our show. I'm not even going to say what it is. I'm going to hold it up to the camera. And you guys can see it.
Wow.
And if you look, still has the sticker on it 17 years later. Okay? I've worn this hat twice. But I will donate this to some. I will give this to someone who supports our show. Okay? So I know a lot of you out there are collectors of different sorts. And I'm just. I want another hat. So I will share this one with someone. So there you have it, www.blueshirtunderground.com. We'll pick a couple of random supporters of the show next week at the viewing party. If you're not at the viewing party, I will mail it to you. Okay, you don't have to be there. I know some of you can't make it, but I expect most of you to be there. Okay?
Jim, you're looking good.
Thank you. You think so?
Chris, look at Jim here.
I look the same as I did when you guys saw me in December. I haven't.
You look a lot thinner.
Do I? I have gained and lost the exact same 3 pounds about five times since December. I'm like right around where I was in December, but yeah, I just keep gaining 3 pounds and losing 3 pounds.
Let me tell you something. If I was a switch hitter, I would be inclined.
Of course, some do go both ways. I'm doing all my own clips tonight. So
anyway, maybe you should auction yourself up to some of the ladies in order to get the PayPal donations.
Great, I can ride the subway.
Start the bidding at $2.
And I do have, and there is one other small announcement that I'm going to make, and that was the reason for what?
Sad Connor continually makes me laugh. You on the McDonough diet? Well, he lost 2 pounds, that's why he got so much better. Am I the only one who finds that funny? I guess so. Jimmy, there? What happened?
Sorry, talking to my daughter real quick.
Oh. Did you hear what I said? Dan Connor said, are you on the McDonough diet? Will you lose 2 pounds?
Yes, I did hear it. And I didn't get it at first, but now I get it. And that is very funny. One other announcement. Last week, we had a record-breaking week on this show. We had the most downloaded shows that we've ever had in our history. An increase of about 25% over our best week ever. And we also had more live listeners last week than we've ever had. So props to you guys for coming out. We hope you continue to support us. And we hope you'll be at the viewing party next Saturday.
Yeah. Big time. So what, are we getting popular or something?
Well, a little bit we are. Speaking of getting popular, one of your biggest fans is on the phone.
Could this be Mary? I wonder how Mary took the win. Mary? This is Eddie. I want to know how you're feeling after the Rangers Game 7 victory.
Did you bring her on?
No.
There you are. Oh, Mary, hello. Sorry. I thought Eddie was bringing you on, and I think Eddie thought I was bringing you on. You are now on the air. Welcome to Blue Shirt Underground Radio.
First things first, I want to tell Frankie to shut that mouth. Oh, yeah. And I don't want to hear this crap about how he isn't sold on him. Really? After 4 games, he's thrown into a pack of wolves that has to deal with the intensity of the NFL playoffs, and he scores a game-winning goal to save our rear ends?
That's right.
Oh, NHL. You know?
Whatever. We knew what you meant.
You know what I meant.
We know what you meant.
Yeah, that Frankie, he's got a big mouth. He's always yapping. And
I don't know, you're cracking it. Now, Frankie wants Mark Stahl traded.
Yeah, and his other buddy Mark Stahl had a great game, too.
So, did you watch, like, the third period to me was very, like, nerve-wracking. Were you able to watch it?
Yeah. Yeah, I watched the whole game. They just played good as a team. You know, the efforts by Hagelin, Callahan, and Lindquist were just phenomenal. But Gavrik needs to score some goals or else I'm going to turn into Dr. Manhattan from Watchmen and start crushing people.
I liked Watchmen. That was a good movie.
Yeah, it was a good movie.
Didn't do well in the box office. But anyway, so anyway.
You know I'm a little crazy, right? I just want to tell you a quick
thing.
Hey. No, I'm just joking. I'm not crazy. I say it as I see it. And I just want to tell you a story. I had a neighbor in 1992, and the sky was blue. He was a Penguins fan, and he was laughing after we lost to them. So I took a brick from the side of my house, and I threw it at his windshield. And he had a silver Suburban, car, and that was
right.
Tasty. And he was 27 at the time and a total virgin. Yes, the big V.
Wow.
He moved to Tallahassee that, and he got kidnapped by Frankie in my dreams.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, were you ever arrested for this crime? What went down?
No. I kind of bounced off the windshield. Oh. I didn't that I didn't I don't have that strong a throw, but it just like ticked me off. You know what I mean? Like people
well,
always happen.
Yeah, well, opposing fans will tick you off. I've lost my temper. I usually lose it with Islander fans, not Penguin fans.
You had a temper. You seem like a nice guy.
I am nice, but I don't know. Sometimes I get a little crazy when it comes to my sports team. I've pretty much all my other teams, I don't get crazy. The Rangers still bring it out in me. I don't know why.
Yeah.
As you get older, as you know, you mellow. I've mellowed somewhat.
Yeah.
All right. Well, predictions for the Washington series?
Rangers in five.
I got the Rangers sweeping. Yes. Come on.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's always like torture. You know what
yeah.
I mean?
I know, yeah, I surely know what that means.
I would love to see a sweep. That would be so great. I want to see them go all the way. They're just a nice group of players, and, you know.
You'd like to see them rewarded.
Yeah. Hey, did you hear Angelina and Brad are getting married?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah.
7 years or what, 6 years of not being married, they've decided they're going to tie the knot.
And six kids, yeah.
Yeah, is it a little too late now?
Yeah, it's getting a little too late. They're saying that the kids are trying to push him to get married, but that's not.
Yeah, that's what they did say.
I don't believe all that.
And have they figured out if that Kanye, what's her face, is that a publicity stunt? Kardashian, is that real or fake?
I think it's all for publicity. Kanye likes to make money.
Listen, I like how me and you, we could talk pop culture, follow the stars. I'm interested in that stuff, too.
Yeah.
Jim, not so much.
Let's go, Rangers.
Let's go, Rangers.
Until we meet again there, Jim.
Yes.
Are you coming to our viewing party next week, Mary?
No, I'm not going to be in the area.
Oh.
No, that would be fun, though. That really would be fun. You guys got a good thing going there. That's really nice. You're giving up your hat and your jersey and all. That's really good. Yeah,
the least I can do.
Yeah. And, you know, I heard you say you put something up to the camera. I don't see you guys. You're not on my computer.
Are you looking at the chat room?
I'm not. I'm looking at a big question mark.
Oh, I don't know.
What? Don't laugh at me.
I got a feeling me and you have been looking at that same question mark for about 30 years.
And it is. It's literally a question mark. And it says Skype. And I don't know. I heard you say you put the picture up to the camera, but I don't see you.
I'm going to have to ask from
one of my neighbors to show me how to work this thing.
The camera's in the chat room that's on our show page on Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, okay. I'm going to try that. Thanks, Jim. Bye, Ed.
Anytime.
Bye-bye. Have a good
Peace
night. And,
let's go, Rangers.
Let's go, Rangers.
Yeah. Bring it home.
Take care, Mary.
Bye.
Thanks for the call.
Bye, Mary.
Bye.
That's your girlfriend.
Holy Manoli, Stromboli, Chris Campoli, Fricoli, Holy. Man, that is a wackadoodle of the 10th power, the 100th power, the 1000th power. I really thought that was her cat. I didn't realize that was the sound effect.
I've had that on the switchboard for 3 weeks waiting for her to call back.
Boy. She really laid it to Frank. Yeah, I don't think Frankie didn't say that. He just doesn't, like, stall all that much.
I think one night we should get the two of them on the phone and then we just hang up.
I think Dave Bauer said we should have the Frank and Mary Power Hour.
God. Wikipedia. All right, you ready for more people?
Yes.
Dustin, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, fellas, how you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. All right, so I just want to say, first and foremost, fuck Ottawa, fuck Neil, fuck Sager, fuck Mikhailov, fuck all those motherfuckers. They can go home and go play fucking golf. Go fuck yourself. All right, now that I got that out of the way.
Expletive-laden release from the seven-game series. Yes, Ottawa has been sent packing. Now, predictions. Washington Capitals, seven-game series. Give it to us.
No. No seven games. I say, realistically, I'd say Rangers in five or six.
Question. Are you afraid of Ovechkin?
And fuck Ovechkin.
Yeah. Question. Brian, are you afraid of Jay Beagle winning 60% of his faceoffs?
No.
Question. Are you afraid of John Carlson?
No.
The defenseman. Are you afraid of Nicholas Backstrom? Alexander Salmon? Marcus Johansson? Are you afraid of them?
No. None of them.
You're not afraid of anybody in the Washington Capitals?
Nope, we got Hank.
That's right. Hank played a fantastic game. Yes, well, I think I'm not as completely not afraid as you, but you probably have more courage than I do. I think it will be a similar series, but I really think that the Great Wall of Holtby will come crumbling down to reality, and then they're going to be stuck, because without any goaltending, you're going to go nowhere. And although Philadelphia did, because Marc-Andre Fivehole was worse than was worse than Brisdasser, or Brisdasser, whatever they call him. So anywho, I like your thinking. I'm sure Sergeant Blueshirt Braggart will like your thinking, since he has picked it 4-0. Rangers will outscore them 20-1. That's what he has in this.
Braggart's going to get all 20.
So, were you nervous during, just a couple last questions before I let you go. Were you nervous last time? I'm sure you were, but what was going through your head when the Rangers couldn't clear the zone for 6 minutes in the third period?
Unfortunately, I was stuck at work getting text updates and trying to follow fucking NHL Game Center like crazy. Like, I was the most useless person you've ever seen at work, but yeah, I was freaking out big time.
I mean, it was like, who was it was it Mary that said it was, or somebody else mentioned it was almost like paranormal activity was out there. Like, the Rangers tried to clear and, like, it would hit a ghost or something and would not get out. It was certainly very, but it made it all the sweeter when we won. And initially, Craig Anderson went off the ice after the goal, and I thought he was going to, like, you know, he was going to bounce from the post-game handshake. But he came back onto the ice. And now, were you the one who was pissed in the chat room that the Rangers were, like, shaking hands with Chris Neal and hugging him and all that stuff?
No, fuck him, but no, I don't. I mean, you know, it's procedure, basically, after the game. What I did want to ask you is, who did you guys think the best player was on the ice, besides Hank?
Last night?
Yep.
Last night? I thought Chris Kreider.
Yeah, Chris Kreider.
Yep, you're damn right.
Well, thank you.
Yep.
Man, you
know
what?
We win?
Last time I talked to you guys was on Sunday. And what I say, I said, we would win the next two games.
You did it, you. Listen, I'm never going to go up against you. You are a prognosticator of the epic kind.
I also wanted to say I was really proud of the defenseman getting up in the play. I was really proud of Stepan making a great play. Dubinsky setting up the second goal. I know you said you hated watching Dubinsky, but I thought he did very well setting up that second game-winning goal. And I thought, you know what, Eddie and Jim, I thought we did a better job of getting free in the slot area in the offensive zone. And I think that's what helped contribute to us winning those two games.
Yes, and also I think Ottawa kind of backed up from their two men in front of Hank last night on the power play especially. They kind of, I think they should have stayed with that in the power plays they did get, which, what did you guys think about the Delzato call? Troutwick went nuts. I have never seen him that vocal. He must know that was the last broadcast because he waited to hurl a real opinion. Last game, he says, it was a brutal call by the referees, the penalty on Delzato for hitting Neil. What do you think? I thought it was a penalty. I mean, that's my...
Well, I mean, I could see it going either way. I think it was a little bit of a ticky-tack call. I mean, yeah, he dropped his stick, but he didn't knock the fucking guy over. And to be all honest with you, the ref should have known Neil had it fucking coming. I wouldn't have called a penalty on him if he got slashed in the face.
Yeah. Well, I like that. I like that you're thinking like that. I don't know. I thought it was a stupid play by Delzato. Maybe it wasn't like physically a penalty, but I was just like, listen, you can't do that. And you know that's what he's doing. It's kind of like an Avery situation. I know he's in front of you and you're trying to clear him, but you can't even make it look like a cross check because these buffoons will call it. But the chat room seems to be vehemently against me, saying it was a BS call.
Well, yeah, it was kind of. I mean, like I said, it could have went either way, the way I see it. But you know,
they always get the guy who retaliates. They never get the first guy.
Right.
So that's where you got to know that.
Yeah.
That's my take on that.
Yeah, well, that's NHL refereeing for you. I'm sure Howie will tell you all about it. I'm really proud of that of this team. I mean, I knew they were going to pull it out. I'm glad everybody stepped back from the ledge, and were able to enjoy, you know, a good, you know, victory against a tough opponent who really played us, you know, to the very last second. Until Carlson broke the stick on his skate. And they played us tough, and I'm looking forward to another hard-fought series, hopefully a little less risk of a heart attack for me, but I'm looking forward to another Rangers victory.
You know,
well, I
all
agree
right, Justin.
With you.
Oops, sorry.
Justin. You take care, my friend. And, yes, the Rangers will win.
I will. Thanks for having me, fellas. And, Jim, I will
yes,
fit
sir.
In the suitcase. You can drill holes in it. And I'm perfectly okay with that.
I'm only bringing carry-on. You got to pay for a suitcase now.
Talk to you guys later.
Bye. All right. Moving on. 646-478-4692, the number if you guys want to call in. Let's see. Who's holding the longest? 646-342, you're on Blue Shirt Underground Radio. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Helen. How are you?
Hi, Helen. Is this Helen?
Yeah.
Welcome to the
show. Helen,
what's
going on?
I am feeling fantastic after such a thrilling, thrilling win last night. I mean, you have no idea. I don't know how many hours and minutes I've been praying each day for something like this to happen, in all honesty.
I was trying to think, how many playoff series, well, we never, I mean, the last playoff series we won was when? It was against Buffalo, right?
No, we lost it.
Oh, that
Buffalo.
Was way back when, yeah.
won the first round.
We have
the Devils.
It's the first, right?
And then lost the.
Please don't remind me of the Debbies. Jeez.
Sorry.
It's all right. Yeah, it's okay.
This is the first series we got under Tortorella under our belt, so that's good. That could stop all
gracious,
that.
Oh, gracious, yes. Yeah.
Yeah, so.
For sure.
So where do you think the Rangers are going, Helen? I mean, I see you at all. I know Helen Yoon. I see her all over the place. She's at these viewing parties, the draft parties. She's always there hobnobbing. I know who everybody is in the Ranger fan lexicon. Now, are you surprised? And I think you were at the Carl Hatlin when we got to meet the prospects there and they interviewed Carl. Has he surprised you? I mean, how far he's come? Because obviously it seems that he's making a drastic difference in this team.
He certainly is, I have to say. And I was very surprised that they called him up from the AHL. And I was like, wait a minute, isn't it a bit early? And we just drafted him too. So it was a bit of a shock. But you know what? If this kid has so much going for him, the speed, the perception that he has on the ice, and seriously, the way he carries himself on the ice is just phenomenal. And I was so proud of him. I was so happy and proud for him for the fastest skater in the NHL at the All-Star.
Right.
Now,
yeah.
My other thing was the suspension, and I was like, oh, dear God, why? I mean, it was just the heat of the moment. I mean, he's young. This is his first playoffs, and I'm sure he had butterflies in his stomach, but at the same time, he had absolutely no malicious intent on his childhood idol. Come on.
Right. I don't think there was any malice. I think he just lost himself. He got lost
again,
in the game. And
caught up in the heat of the moment. And this is the first playoffs. Do you remember the times when, do you remember that last season it was Sauer and Stepan's first playoff
right,
experience?
First playoff
and
series.
A couple of others. I forget who else was their first time, but, Gilroy too, but that was before he left.
Right.
And it was so ironic. I'm like, oh, my God, we're seeing him again in the playoffs. And I'm like, oh, this is just great.
Right. And then
which I thought was really funny.
And Kreider, too. Now a lot of people who were saying don't burn his first year of his entry-level contract. He certainly looked comfortable out there. And one thing I noticed about him is he can take a check. Like, he's a big guy, but when I met him, he was very slight. And he's definitely put on some weight. But I wonder, because I'm used to seeing Brian Boyle get knocked down a lot. So I'm always worried about a big guy. But when he took a couple stiff hits and he was able to take them and absorb them, which meant a lot to me, especially, in the pro level.
Oh, yeah.
So,
but my thing is that, Kreider did fantastic in the NCAA championships, which I think is great, but the thing is that professional playoffs is a totally different animal. I don't know if you guys agree with me on that, but he has surprised me greatly. And with the Hagelin suspension, this was his chance to be in with the big leagues.
Oh yes, certainly. I think it's like going from like junior high to like college, as far as I'm concerned. I mean, if you want to put it that way in like educational
that's
terms.
Actually
I mean,
yeah
the level
that's,
of play the level of play
that's the same sentiment I had that
so
was the exact sentiment I had
so the people want to know what Helen Yoon thinks about the upcoming season. I see the chatters are just going crazy in the chat room here. They want to know what you think about
sure.
the Capital series, what to worry about, what you think.
Ovechkin's offensive prowess has not been what it used to be, and I'm not so sure if it's going to escalate, especially at this time. But I did watch part of the Boston-Washington series, and I'm like, okay, he's really hungry for this, and I'm seeing it. And I think, he infuriates me. I hate I don't know how people feel about Ovechkin. They could agree with me or they don't have to. It's a free country. What are you going to do, right? So my thing is,
are with you. They're predominantly with you.
No, but like I said, he infuriates the hell out of me. I'm sorry. And my word for him is prima donna. That's what he is to me back then when I first saw him, like 2-3 years ago, and he still is to me now.
And I think, you know, they've said that Ovechkin, he kind of does that move where he ducks to the inside, that a lot of coaches have coached a defenseman to take that away from him, and that's why his point totals are down. Plus,
he wasn't producing
mentioned...
enough for the team from what I've heard, no? He wasn't producing like he used to.
Well, he certainly has slacked off, and I think the Rangers have two set of defensemen to shut him down. Go ahead. What do you want to get to?
Sorry, no, it's just, no, the way you said it's like that. I mean, I just thought it was pretty funny, but actually, that is kind of true, and I was like, I never thought to put it that way, but I'm just saying, to be quote-unquote politically correct or to be polite about it, say that his production
for that.
Has...
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. But yeah, Holtby has been a very good goaltender, I have to say, which surprised the living daylights out of me. And I recall that there was the first year goalie, Varlamov. This was before he got traded out, I don't know if you recall. And he did pretty darn well against us when we squeaked into the playoffs one time.
Right, and then the next year was Neuvirth, who played well against us.
What is this with what is this with first year goaltenders in the Capitals? I don't get. Well, Volkoon's out. That was a given.
Right.
Injury, but I imagine. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I was just like.
Any questions for the great Helen Newton?
No, actually, I was answering some. I was answering some questions from the chat regarding the viewing party. So bear with me.
May 5th? Oh, my God. I got to work that day. I work in the medical field.
See, Helen shows up to these big Booster United things. But
right.
It's around, it's something subversive. It's something...
She had to, you know, the last time we did it, when we did the viewing party around Christmas, she had to mysteriously work that night, too.
We're seeing a
Yeah, I'd love to see you guys seriously again, and I'm like, this sucks, because my work schedule is a little weird. I mean, it's the nature of the beast with when it comes to the medical field, but hey, it's worth it.
So what do you do in the medical field? I just want to get a grasp of what Helen Yoon is all
about. Well, I'm a medical assistant, that's one, and I am studying to go into diagnostic studies.
Oh, very good.
Diagnostic studies, and what was it? And I was also thinking of going into, PA program for emergency room, or trauma or primary medicine.
Oh, wow. My ex-sister-in-law was a emergency room nurse.
Ah.
But we don't talk
to her. Okay.
So, anywho... The great Helen Yoon, thanks for checking in with us. I'm not trying to get rid of you.
Honestly, I don't know what I did to deserve that. I really don't.
Listen.
You listen to this program, that makes you
listen
great.
Listen to this program, I see you.
No, but I love listening to you guys. You guys are fantastic. Come on.
Well, thank you.
If anything, you guys deserve the fedoras just as much as any of the deserving players do, please.
Oh, God. This is fantastic.
Wow.
So, Helen, give us a quick prediction.
All
Rangers in how many games? How many games?
I'm sorry?
Give us a prediction. Rangers in how
oh,
many
Oh, gosh. You know what? Washington's going to be tough, so I really don't want to see a seventh game because it'll give me a coronary. So I would say five,
luckily,
six,
you're in the medical
capping
field.
It at six.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank God you're in the medical field. For the rest of us,
you could defibrillate
we have to have defibrillators next to us.
Mm.
All right, Helen. You
Thank
take
you, Helen.
Care.
I am so looking forward to the next show, seriously.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. I appreciate
My pleasure. It. My pleasure. And thank you for having me on.
Anytime. Oh. Thanks, Helen. Night.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
The All great right. Helen Yoon.
The great Helen Yoon.
Well, you know why? Because the reason I say this is because I see people on Facebook and, you know, it's Let's Go Rangers, and you notice some people... Everybody here is crazy diehards. So I know the diehards. I've seen her at a lot of events.
Right.
And I'm so glad she called in because It meant a lot to me. That's why I'm gushing over Helen Ewan at this point.
Excellent. Yes, that was nice of her.
Every time she calls, I'll play it like, who cares?
Oh, next time she calls, God, you again?
Yeah.
It'll be your second call. You again?
Yeah, you again.
All right. Let's go to the 406 area code. That's Montana. Who's this? Hello?
How y'all doing?
I don't think they talk like that in Montana. Up. I don't know.
They do.
Are they there? Let's try this again. Hold on. 406, are you there?
Yeah.
Nobody there.
This is Larry. From Butte, Montana.
Oh, my goodness. All right. All right. Well, 406, you'll have to call back in. Sorry, we couldn't.
I'm still on the line.
I know you're still on the line. All right, let's try this one.
Yeah, hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
First off, let's go Rangers.
Yeah.
Who is this?
Yeah, I got a little message for all y'all. I just want to hold on to the biggest, whiniest team in the NHL. Here we go. Fuck the Rangers. Y'all suck. All right?
Wow.
What was that?
How late did you stay up writing that?
You know, you beat Ottawa. All right, calm down. You know, just, you know, Washington's coming up. I think you'll beat them. But after that, you got Philly. And Brzezinski is coming up. You know, Claude Giroux, hell of a play. He's going to destroy you guys. Sorry.
Okay. Like he did in all six of those regular season games the Rangers won?
Regular season mean nothing. I mean, you saw Pittsburgh.
I'm just asking.
Have you seen Pittsburgh, man?
No, they're out of the playoffs. In one of the worst playoff series in the history of hockey. By both teams. I mean, you got to say something better than that. Oh, the Rangers suck and you're going to lose to Philly. Claude Giroux is a great player. You guys ain't going to beat Philly. Look what he did to the Penguins.
Ass clown.
I'm sorry. You guys are the whiniest bastards in the NHL after every call.
This is coming from a Philly fan? We're the whiniest bastards in the NHL? Please. You guys just beat the whiniest bastards in the NHL.
Tortorella whines after every goddamn game.
Not after the Winter Classic.
Let's go, Caps. Let's go, Caps.
Whoa. I'm waiting for you to say something even marginally funny.
I'm not trying to be funny.
I guess it wasn't going to happen. Let's try Montana again. 406, you're on Blue Shirt Underground. Who's this?
Hi, Jim.
Hello, I'd just like to say that the Rangers suck and Philly's all over.
Yeah.
Dismissed.
If the best you can, I have no problem with people who want to call up and talk shit. I got no problem with that. If the first thing out of your mouth is Rangers suck, you got to do better.
Well, in all fairness, you didn't give the guy any chance.
Because he's got off with Rangers suck. He's got no place else to go. Give me something else. Fuck
him. He's from Montana. He's a little slow.
That's not my problem. I didn't tell his parents to fuck in Montana. 646-478-4692 is the number if you want to call in. If not, hell yeah. No, I'm just kidding. When are we coming back with a Game 1 wrap-up show?
Well.
Can't do Sunday.
You can't do Sunday?
I am unavailable on Sunday.
Well, you seem to go on the air without me.
Hey. No, okay. I don't know. If you pick it on, whenever day you want to come on.
If you want to do Sunday by yourself, that's fine. I just can't be here.
No, I'm only kidding. But I want to say that Claude Giroux is an awesome player.
Fuck him, Ginger.
Fuck the Rangers suck.
Rangers suck.
They want Saturday night at 9 o'clock. I got plans. We got plans.
Yeah.
With Montana. We got to hunt that guy down. I don't know. You're a schedule guy. Just tell me when to...
All right. You know what? There's just not going to be a game one wrap-up. That's all. We'll have to come back after game two.
Schedule something for Sunday. I'll do something, even if it's an hour. Or I'll schedule it. These people are demanding things.
Oh,
we
yeah.
shouldn't demand them.
Did I mention the donate button on blueshirtunderground.com? You want to make demands?
Yes. I could do a telethon live. Rosengarten!
You'll never walk alone.
That's right. Yeah, all right. We'll do something Sunday, and maybe I'll get Mandar to help. I know there's a lot of people volunteering, but frankly, I don't want to be on the air with you.
It's a $50 donation to be a co-host.
We'll start the meeting at $50.
Yeah.
Me and host are going to do the game. I'll do the show. Mr. French wants some of my hockey cards for donations. No way. Yeah, so we'll do one at Sunday at 5 o'clock in the afternoon. EST.
All right.
Be there.
There you go. Sunday, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Eddie will take care of you guys.
As long as. And I don't know how to deal with these prank phone calls, because frankly, they are just very witty and very well thought out.
Oh, yeah. Wow, the Rangers suck. This is Kissel.
Well, you know, you guys whine so much.
Flyers and Penguins and Bruin fans, no one.
You ain't got anybody like Giroux.
Giroux is the best, son of a bitch.
All right. So that's the show?
Is that it?
Yeah.
All right. We'll see you guys Sunday. And then 5 o'clock. And then next Saturday, May 5th, Slattery's Midtown Pub, 8 East 36th Street, in between Madison and 5th on 36th Street. They open at 11. The game's at 12:30. I'll probably be there around 11:30. Looking forward to it, Eddie. Could be good to see you.
Yes, it's going to be a lot of fun, and let's go Rangers. We'll see you guys after the Game 1 victory.
There you go. All right. Have a good night, everybody.